My mom was an athlete, a PE teacher, a PhD, an instructor, a wonderful woman, and was the inspiration for a lot of the athletic things that I do today. She taught me how to ski and helped buy my first bike.
And she had Alzheimer's.
She did. And it's really hard to watch someone that you know and love sort of slip away day by day. Here was this brilliant, talented woman who could not remember my name some days. And towards the end, she was reduced to just a few phrases. And one of the phrases that she repeated over and over again was, "I want to go home." And in her mind, home was St. Louis, where she grew up. I can remember her saying to me at one point, "My family is worried about me. I've got to go home." So that's really hard to watch. That's the story of Alzheimer's, and it's being repeated, sadly, millions of times a year all across the world.
Tell me about taking your mom's ashes home to St. Louis. How'd you get this idea?
My mom died 10 years ago, and I've had her ashes ever since. There's an old saying that life is what happens to you while you're making other plans. Well, here it is, 10 years on, and I decided it was finally time to take mom home. I thought, well, let's make it meaningful. I could just drive or fly there, or I could use the experience to challenge myself and also to raise money for the Alzheimer's Association so that they can do research and hopefully find a cure to this terrible disease.
Now, you're tying your trip in with the Longest Day fundraiser from the Alzheimer's Association. Tell me about the Longest Day.
Their concept is to challenge people to do something for the 16 hours of daylight on the longest day of the year. They're recognizing it this year on June 20th. My trip doesn't start until June 30th, and it's going to be 18 very long days. But that's nothing compared to what the people who live with Alzheimer's have to put up with every day.
You say that for those living with Alzheimer's disease, every day is the longest day.
It is. My mom had a certain anxiety. They call it sundowners. She had to go somewhere. She didn't know exactly where. And so she really didn't get any rest until she went to sleep every night. I can't imagine how frustrating it would be to have this anxiety and not understand it and not be able to escape it. And for those on the outside looking in, people like me, it's really hard because you want to comfort them and tell them it's all right. You know, it's painful.
Will you be thinking about your mom when you're biking for 18 days at 100 miles a day? Is she going to be on your mind?
Absolutely. She'll be on my mind. So will the other people who are going through this. Alzheimer's is a terrible disease. There's evidence that her father also suffered from Alzheimer's, and I don't know whether I'll be next. I certainly hope not, but it would be so great if we could find a cure for this disease, and the best way to do that is more research. And if I can do my little part with this trip, that's one step forward.